And a very good afternoon and welcome once again to A Celtic Sojourn, a programme exploring traditional and contemporary music from around the Celtic world, the roots and branches of Celtic music every Saturday afternoon here on WGBH, Boston Public Radio, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. I'm Brian O'Donovan. It's our tradition to start off with a waltz, and this afternoon we took an original piece from the pen and the playing of one John Whelan, featuring 33 of his own compositions as a subtitle to the album called Passage of Time. And the waltz we heard, Alterios Waltz. Coming up on this afternoon's edition of the programme, we're going to listen to newish albums from the group Comus, also a new young and dynamic group to us, very new to us, called Moxie. They are largely Sligo-based in Ireland. Moya Brennan and Cormac de Barra. We took a track from it on last week's edition of the programme, but now we have the entire album, Voices and Harps. The album is called Affinity. We will check into it this afternoon. Also, Lisa Coyne will be visiting us about and talking about an upcoming effort to launch a Boston FLA. In fact, the very first traditional FLA is going to be happening very shortly. We'll talk the details of that and listen to some music that you can expect at that event at around 4 o'clock when Lisa drops by. Robbie O'Connell, recorded live as part of the Byrne Backroom series, will be our feature this afternoon. And we will be previewing two upcoming concerts there in June. The Yanks, along with Lizzie Hanley, this Wednesday upcoming. We'll be listening to their debut album, the one that they will be celebrating on Wednesday. In fact, as a CD release, it's called The Four-Faced Liar. And then the venerable Archie Fisher is going to be with us on June 26th. We'll also have some songs for Father's Day and some songs for Bloomsday. That's coming up tomorrow, of course. So a lot to fit in on this afternoon's edition of the programme. It's a lot to keep track of, quite frankly. We'll get right to it. Starting with a song from Dick Gohan from an album called Prentice Piece. His own choice of kind of his favourite songs as opposed to greatest hits. Here's a piece called Sail On. Dick Gohan from Scotland starts off this set on A Celtic Sojourn. Great to have you with us.
Sailed my whole life on bloodied seas. Sail on through the storm. Laughs and hard times, cries and ease. Taking it all back home. Taking it all back. Walked through storms in shadowed valleys. Sail on through the storm, asking questions that had no answers. Taking it all back home. Taking it all back. Loved ones born, seen loved ones die. Sail on through the storm, rocked with the laughter, I've shook with crying. Taking it all back, taking it all.
See. joy of giving. Sail on through the storm. Saw it die, but I kept on living. Taking it all back home. Taking it all back. Lived with love. Lived without it. Sail on through the storm. Still believe, and I'll never doubt it. Taking it all back home. Taking it all back home. See.
Truly to belong.
Black is the Colour, given a jazz kind of a platform there by Karen Casey, the founding member of the group Solus, who is an individual, a solo singer for many, many years and is working on her newest album. We are told that's going to be out fairly shortly. Did you know that Karen Casey was originally and still regards herself essentially as a jazz singer, even though she crosses over regularly and has made a career of crossing over into Celtic and Americana music? But there you can hear the power and the dexterity of her voice in that jazz rendition of Black is the Colour. That was recorded as part of Transatlantic Sessions, which is a feature of Celtic connections in Scotland, but somewhat separate. Around the same time these folks get together, Jerry Douglas and Ali Bain organise them into one, and they sing all sorts of songs. They gather in a nice kind of location, a house usually on the banks of a lake in Scotland, or a loch in Scotland more likely, and features regularly people like Jerry Douglas and Ali Bain, Russ Barenberg, who used to live in Boston, Michael McGoldrick, the great flute player and piper, Ronan Brown, Phil Cunningham, Donald Shaw, Danny Thompson, Todd Parks and James McIntosh, many of whom were featured as the house band in Karen Casey's rendition of Black is the Colour. Before that, we heard from Shona Kipling and Damien O'Kane, who happens to be married now to Kate Rusby, a duo from their album called Box On, and a piece called Antuanag, or The Duck, and Dad's Jig, and Dad's Jig 2. Appropriate jigs for Father's Day. And starting us off from an earlier recording, or well, mid-career recording, of Dick Gaughan, Sail On, from a compilation of the first few decades of Dick's career, which continues unabated. It's a piece called Prentice Piece, is the name of the double CD album. I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn. Each Saturday afternoon at this time in the programme, we kind of tend to slow the pace down and look for a tune that's not a reel, not a jig, not a hornpipe, not a march, not a kind of a strident or dancey piece, but something that's an air. And sometimes those airs are traditional. Sometimes they're newly written, as is the case this afternoon. This comes from the amazing creativity of one Liz Knowles, who grew up, I believe, in the East Coast, but made her home for many years in Chicago and is now back at the East Coast again in Portland, Maine. She's married to Kieran O'Hare, a piper and whistle player, multi-instrumentalist. And those two have teamed up with Pat Brodders, who's originally from Dublin, but lives in Chicago. He's a piper and a singer and a guitarist as well himself. And they have created a trio that they call Open the Door for Three. And it's also the name of the album from which we're going to take Liz Knowles' wonderful piece with an intriguing title called The Gift of Falling. Our air in our Take the Air series on this afternoon's edition of A Celtic Sojourn. Thank you. That's a piece called The Gift of Falling from the album Open the Door for Three. Pat Brodders, Liz Knowles and Kieran O'Hare are air in our Take the Air series on this afternoon's edition of A Celtic Sojourn. I'm Brian O'Donovan. Great to have you with us on Boston Public Radio. Coming up a little later on, we'll be visited by Lisa Coyne. She's going to be talking about Féile Ciúil Boston. I said Fla Ciúil earlier on, but it's actually Féile Ciúil. We'll ask her what that difference is, but I think it's a technical one based on competitive levels of Coltas Ciúil Tóirí Éireann, which is the organisation for Irish traditional musicians, and that's a worldwide organisation that is very strong here in the Boston area. We'll talk about this exciting event, exciting development, and the Coltas around the world with Lisa Coyne a little later on A Celtic Sojourn. This is WGBH.
WGBH programs exist because of you. And EBSCOhost, informing the world and proud sponsor of Innovation Hub with Kara Miller, Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m. on WGBH. To learn more about EBSCOhost and over 40 positions in technology currently available, you can visit EBSCOhost.com. And Masterpiece, a psychic with a mysterious double life, is murdered, leaving Inspector Lewis with a long list of suspects. Don't miss the season premiere of Inspector Lewis from Masterpiece, Sunday at 9 on WGBH 2.
Hungry for a fresh gift idea for Father's Day? WGBH has the scoop. Tickets to the WGBH Ice Cream Fun Fest Saturday, July 13th at the WGBH Studios in Brighton. Dad can enjoy all the ice cream he wants from local favorites like JP Licks, Batch, Friendly's, and Abbott's Frozen Custard. And the kids can enjoy live music, carnival games, even meet some PBS characters. For tickets and more information, visit wgbh.org/events.
That's a long years of standing with the Ice Cream Fun Fest, which has been revived here. This is the second year since it has been resurrected here on the grounds of the new WGBH. So we certainly hope you will join us. WGBH.org/events for more information on that and many other and regular exciting events here at WGBH that you can be a part of. The Makeham and Spain brothers up next. They are based here fairly locally in southern New Hampshire. They continue the traditions that they grew up with, that of the ballad group, great strong singing, and of course the Makeham boys, the son of the late Tommy Makeham, who revived so much interest in ballad singing and traditional Irish music in the process as part of the Clancy brothers, and secondarily the duo of Makeham and Clancy. The Makeham and Spain brothers, their album is called Up the Stairs, and the song we're going to listen to is called Nancy O on A Celtic Sojourn.
Well, I've written it down, and each night I've rehearsed every last line, oh yes, every last word. With the help of a drink, I will work up the nerve to say them to my Nancy O. For it's many's the night that I've wandered in here, traded my loneliness for a few pints of beer, and the ambient sounds of the laughter and cheer, and the smile of my Nancy O.
Nancy rain, Nancy shine, Nancy dark day, Nancy fine. Nancy's always on my mind, oh my Nancy O. Oh my Nancy O.
Now she moves through the crowd, so sweet and so fair, her beauty and grace far beyond compare. And her eyes, they relieve me of every last care, and I'm lost in my Nancy O. So determined am I to sit here and to wait for the right moment to come for that small twist of that will open the door to all I long to say to my darling Nancy O.
Nancy rain,
Nancy shine, Nancy dark day, Nancy fine. Nancy's always on my mind, oh my Nancy, oh my Nancy, oh. One last drink and asks if I'm okay. But I realize all I stand to lose if I say all I want to my Nancy, oh. So I'll come back again to this dreary old bar, and contented I'll be to love her from afar. Oh, and she'll never know, as I sit in the dark, that she is my Nancy, oh.
Nancy rain, Nancy shine, Nancy dark day, Nancy fine. Nancy's always on my mind, oh my Nancy, oh. Nancy rain, Nancy shine, Nancy dark day, Nancy fine. Nancy's always on my mind, oh my Nancy, oh. Oh my Nancy, oh.
winds from the mountains, they're calling soft to me. The smell of scented heather brings bitter memories. A wild and lonely eagle up in the summer sky, flying high o'er shallow golden, where my love Willie lies. I met him in the winter time, when snow's on the ground. The Irish hills are peaceful, and love is all around. Scarcely 20 years of age, a young man in his prime, we were married, darling Willie, on the eve of Christmas time. Do you remember, darling, we walked the moonlit road? I held you in my arms, love, I'd never let you go. Our hands, they were entwined, love,
That's from a brand new album by one Niamh Dunn, who was the front woman for the group, continues to be the front woman for the group Bioga for many years. Portraits, the name of her brand new album. Niamh is from a very, very musical family, including her father, Mick Dunn, who's a well-known piper and recently played here in the Boston area at the Burn and various other places. Niamh Dunn's new album is going to be is going to stay right where it is, because we're going to play a very interesting piece of music or a song from it next. Before Niamh Dunn, though, we heard from a group called Moxie, who are based largely around the Sligo area and have had various names over the years as they've kind of honed their lineup, if you will. They're made up of Killian Donnie, Joss Kelly, Darren Roach, Ted Kelly, those Kelly boys are brothers, and Paddy Hazelton on percussion. And you know just how young they are when on their Facebook page they're wishing their button accordion player, Darren Roach, good luck in his Leaving Cert, which is the final exam in high school in Ireland, but creating great music from this piece of work that is an EP, extended play. And we heard What Lies Behind the Wall, piece written by the great player Johnny O'Leary, and then one written by the great accordion player Mick McCauley called The Bag of Beer. The group is Moxie. And the Make 'em in Spain brothers started us off with Nancy O from their album Up the Stairs. Back, though, to Niamh Dunn, who has a song on here that I find intriguing. Was one of my favourite songs growing up in Ireland in the 70s, though I believe it was a hit back in 1969. This is a good example of what's happening in young traditional Irish music at the moment. A singer like Niamh Dunn has no compunction whatsoever about including a pop song on an album that's made up largely of Celtic and old Irish songs. And the song that we're going to hear is The Games People Play, sung and made a hit by the late Joe South. The Games People Play blends in perfectly with the other songs on this album. It's not out of place, and here it is, and you can make up your mind for yourself. But this is always a song that I loved, one of the great structures of songs that has a great singable chorus and was a backdrop, I bet, for many of you listening out there at a different era of our lives. Niamh Dunn.
Come on.
look around you, tell me what you see. What is happening to you and me? God gave us the serenity, but said, remember who I am. For you've thrown away your sanity, for your pride and your vanity. Turned your back on humanity, and you don't give a damn.
That's Niamh Dunn with the Joe South classic song that so stands the test of time. It's difficult not to sing along with that one. The Games People Play, which was a hit in 1969. Niamh Dunn's solo album, a beauty. It's called Portraits on a Celtic Sojourn. We're delighted to have listeners online from all over the world, including right here in the region, Schenectady, New York. We've got Patsy listening from there. We've got Mary listening from Vermont, as usual. We've got Hugh and Stella listening from Kilcoe in West Cork, and Mick living listening from where he lives in Vienna. And just somebody joined us from Tucson, Arizona. Judy, great to have you with us. The list goes on. Prince Edward Island. We've John Zarwin up there, who listens regularly and tells us that one of the great festivals up there that I've never been to, actually, but it's got the great name, an intriguing name, in fact, called the Festival of Small Halls. Doesn't that sound attractive? We're going to continue speaking of festivals to kind of tip the hat in the direction of Doolin in County Clare, which is a centre for Irish traditional music and has been for many, many, many years, since the Russell brothers attracted people to check out the real, authentic Irish traditional music. Well, since then, it's become a hub, and they have a folk festival going on this very weekend. One of the groups that regularly plays in Ennis and out through Milltown Malbay and into Doolin is a group called the Cayley Bandits. Very distinctive sound. Here they are, and I can imagine this is the type of music that's rising from the pubs and clubs and piers and houses of Doolin, even as we broadcast on WGBH, Boston Public Radio. I'm Brian O'Donovan, and this is A Celtic Sojourn. Thank you. Some great tunes from the Cayley Band. It's a concert reel and Led O'Byrne's on a Celtic Sojourn. I'm Brian O'Donovan. Great to have you with us.
This program is on WGBH thanks to you. And it's your move.
Reaching the people most likely to need our services was a perfect match with WGBH.
Lynn Falwell, co-owner.
We are finding a lot of people who are known to us as well as new potential clients who are calling to say, we heard you on WGBH and we'd like you to come and talk with us. So we are getting a very exciting response.
To learn more, visit wgbh.org/sponsorship.
I'm Jim Browdy. Tuesday, the U.S. Senate candidates come to WGBH for their final debate. Monday, we'll take an in-depth look at that contest. That's Boston Public Radio Monday at noon, 89.7 WGBH.
And a great selection of tunes from a group calling itself Open the Door for Three. They're Pat Brothers, Liz Knowles and Kieran O'Hare. And there's a reason why they were being played there, and I will talk to about that in just a moment. But before that, we heard from the Murphy Beds. We have Jefferson Hamer and Eamon O'Leary with a piece called Rise Up, My Darling, from their self-titled first album, The Murphy Beds. I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn here on WGBH 89.7 FM. Is it necessary to say FM anymore? Probably not. But we're also online, wgbh.org, where we pick up a lot of listeners from overseas and from around this country each and every Saturday afternoon. If you are listening online, you can join us on Facebook at Brian O'Donovan or send me an email, celtic@wgbh.org. That's also the best email address if you've got a question about this or any other edition of A Celtic Sojourn, a suggestion for future programming, or any clarification on information that I might have given out. Beautiful summer's afternoon here in the Boston area. I'm being joined in studio by two members of the Coyne family, also known as the Coyne family band these days, increasingly known as. Josie Coyne is with us and Lisa Coyne. Great to have you guys with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Brian.
And came live, or just now, from Waltham, isn't that right? Waltham,
yes,
Riverfest.
Right. That's exactly right. We were just playing over there.
And tell me how it was. A beautiful day for
beautiful
it,
beautiful day, lots of folks there, some great music.
Is and, it continuing on?
It's continuing on until, I think, later tonight, actually. And they had, when we left, they had a bunch of different kinds of music, jazz, and they had belly dancers even. It was fascinating.
That is great. That's Waltham for you.
It was a lot of fun.
Right in the intersection of the end of Moody Street, right there where the restaurant Margarita's. And, of course, the Skellig pub is there as well. And good luck to all of the organizers for outdoor festivals with live music. There's nothing like it on a summer's day like today. But, Lisa, you're here for a different reason. We're talking about the first, I think, in a Féile Sheol. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Boston's first Féile Sheol.
So explain Féile Sheol as opposed to Féile Sheol and some of the other festivals and competitions of Irish music that are out there.
So I am part of the Boston's Cultus Kiltori Éireann Music School, and we are interested in passing along the traditions of Irish music and song. And a Féile Sheol is something, this is the very first time we've ever organized one in Boston, and it's a small competition that involves both kids and adults, so people who play and sing, and they can play any instrument at all in the Irish tradition, can come and compete. From 12 to 4. And in addition to that, we have a ton of free music all day from 12 to 4 on the lawn. And I'll tell you where this is in a minute. And we're going to end up with a concert featuring our competitors and also Liz Knowles, Kieran O'Hare, who Brian just played their CD just a few moments ago, Kathy Ryan, the absolutely beautiful singer, one of the original
Cherish the Ladies.
That's right.
And she's got a terrific album out at the moment.
Gorgeous.
She's also, by the way, going to be in concert tomorrow out at the Bacon Free Library in South Natick in a free
That's
concert.
Right.
So Kathy's spending some time in the area.
We're very excited to have her. And the last is Florence Fahey.
Who makes her home in this area now and is getting quite the reputation as one of the great hot concertina players.
She is. She plays in the West Clare dialect, and she was a student of Chris Droney's, and she's just a fantastic teacher and player. We love her music.
And Shane Keating on the Uilleann pipe. So
that's
quite
exactly right.
Quite a lineup of musicians coming up. But you talked about Cultus Kiltori Éireann. That's the Organization of Irish Traditional Musicians. Now, that is an Irish-based organization, but has branches literally and stunningly all over the world.
All over the world.
I mean, literally, like if you went to Bolivia, there would
that's
be...
That's exactly right,
but,
yeah.
But am I not exaggerating, right?
No,
right,
you're not
Lisa?
Exaggerating, actually, not at all. As a matter of fact, we had a fellow who just... he was a past student of mine, a flute player, who just moved to San Antonio and said, how do I start a branch of this out there? But yeah, they're all over the world.
And it brings a lot of musicians together. It's based on the competitive model, but in a kind of a fun way, I think,
yeah.
where musicians get together and hone their skills and go up against each other and are judged. And there's winners and losers. And Josie Coyne, who's with us, I am happy to say, Josie, and congratulations. You've been a winner and had a lot of success recently in some of those competitions.
Yeah, I got second in solos and first in newly composed tunes.
And newly composed tunes. So you're not just playing the music, you're writing the music as well?
Yeah, I guess.
Now, those of you who attended our St. Patrick's Day Celtic Sojourn will recognize Josie as the great one, part of the great family of musicians known as the Coyne family, Lisa and John and Josie and little Rory, who chose soccer this afternoon rather than joining the family business. Isn't that what happened?
Yep. You got to make value judgments sometime.
Tell us, Josie, what is it like growing up in a family steeped in traditional music and having to go or choosing to go to lessons, but having to practice in order to keep those lessons up, especially for competition? It must be quite pressured.
Yeah, well, I personally don't like to practice a lot, but I am made to.
Mom.
But when you're actually competing, it's actually like the practice pays off. It's really fun to compete and go to lessons.
Going about choosing to write music, what inspires you to write music? Is it based on other music that happens? Is it something that comes in your head? And is this music that's based on the traditional Irish forms, the marches, the reels, the jigs that are out there?
Well, I was just inspired just to write tunes just because it just popped into my head. And it's like traditional Irish music, I guess you could say.
So, Lisa, passing the tradition on from generation to generation, your husband, John, is from Limerick. He's a multi-instrumentalist and singer.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got together around music?
We did, actually. Yeah. He was one of the first times I met, I saw him. He'll be so embarrassed to hear me say this on the radio, but he was actually playing the Bowron in a pub. I'm going to get in big trouble later for saying that. But now he's a wonderful singer and bouzouki player. And we actually met in college, which was quite a while ago. I won't tell you how many years.
And you guys have gotten together. You're big in the organizers of this. So tell us the details of it. Where is it going to be and when?
So it's actually two events. The first is on Friday evening at the Sons of Italy in Waltham, and that is
there's a symmetry there, you know. The first Irish traditional Féile Ciúil is going to be at the Sons of Italy. This is a Boston thing.
It's true. I always say my favorite kind of party is one with Irish music and Italian food.
That works for me.
So this is the first annual Larry Reynolds Memorial Ceilidh. I think many of the folks in Boston are familiar with Larry Reynolds, who was the heart of the music here for so many years, and he recently passed away. And so this ceilidh is to honor him, and we are hoping it's going to be an annual event as part of our Féile Ciúil. Mm. And that is 99 Cedar Street, Waltham, and that starts Friday night, 6 o'clock.
And it continues on through the weekend.
It continues on. Saturday is in Melrose. All of the events will be at the First United Methodist Church on 645 Main Street in Melrose. We kick off at noon with free music featuring Corvus, Regina Delaney and the Harp Orchestra.
Which is a sight to see, by the way.
Yeah.
How many harps? Regina can show up with anything up to a dozen, 15.
She hasn't told me, so who knows? We can't wait to see it. We'll be joined by James Hamilton and several others. Jacqueline O'Reilly, who was just recently in Kieran Jordan's production of Falling Flight.
Great dancer.
Yep.
So dance, music, song, bonhomme, everybody mm-hmm. coming together and enjoying this first Féile Ciúil. What are your ambitions for it? Is it going to grow into something more significant?
My ambitions for it, and I think ours as a school, are it's about so much more than just this event. It's about growing the community in Boston of Irish music, of interesting children and other families who, passing along the tradition and keeping it going.
And not just joking about being at the Sons of Italy, but Irish traditional music, especially in these next generations, has actually spread itself around ethnically. It's not confined at all to any one ethnicity, which is delightful to see because it's fun, it's community-based, and people can just get into it. And it has a kind of a spirit that has a continuum from an old time, and I think that's one of its attractions.
Ties us together.
It definitely does. Well, congratulations on all your success, Josie. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
We look forward to having you back with Rory playing for us sometime in the not too distant future. Lisa Coyne, thanks for taking the time to come by this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
And if anybody out there has any questions or some of that information went by you too quickly, you can actually, is there a website or
there
can
is.
They log on?
There is. They can go to cceBostonMusicSchool.org.
And if you even missed that, just drop me an email, Celtic@WGBH.org, and I'll clarify everything for you. Celtic@WGBH.org. Best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
We're going to continue with something from Kathy Ryan. She's covering a Kate Rusby song on this called Walk the Road. Again, Kathy Ryan in two appearances in the Boston area. Tomorrow afternoon, Father's Day, late in the afternoon, that beautiful part of South Natick, those of you who know it, will recognize the beautiful weir that's there. It's a picture postcard place, the Bacon Free Library right there. And Kathy Ryan will be giving a free concert, I believe, late in the afternoon, starting at around 5 o'clock. And then part of the first Féile Ceoil Boston. Kathy Ryan on A Celtic Sojourn.
Think not of casting off your dreams when the road goes on forever. All is just not as it seems, and we'll walk the road together. All the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together. Think not of failing, carry on. When the road goes on forever, let all the tears and strife be gone, and we'll walk the road together. All the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together.
Together.
That's Kathy Ryan in concert tomorrow, free concert at South Natick at the Bacon Free Library, and next week at the Féilcheol Boston. Just a correction in from Tara Lynch, who's also very much involved in COLTIS, the Organisation of Irish Traditional Music here in the Boston area and worldwide, but this particular branch. The Larry Reynolds Memorial Ceilidh will be on beginning at 7:30 p.m., not 6 p.m. Again, if you want more information, more specific details on that event and the events of the weekend, send me an email, celtic@wgbh.org. Great to have you with us. I'm Brian O'Donovan, with you every Saturday afternoon between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. At 6 p.m. we yield the air to Garrison Keillor and a Prairie Home Companion, but between now and then, lots of traditional and contemporary music coming away, the roots and branches of Celtic music. We're going to be listening to the Yanks, the next generation of traditional Irish musicians, who are going to be in concert this Wednesday as part of the Byrne Backroom series. We listen to their music, give away a pair of tickets. Also listen to the voice of Liz Hanley, originally from Milton, Massachusetts, makes her home now in New York City. She will be opening for the Yanks, and knowing that they collaborate regularly in the Big Apple, it's likely that they will do so again in Somerville this Wednesday night. Great to have you with us.
WGBH programs exist because of you. Ann Russell's, a family gardening tradition for over 135 years, with annuals, perennials, herbs and shrubs, bird baths, statuary, pots, plus jewelry, gifts and toys. Russell's Garden Center, Route 20, Wayland. And the Tenors, Lead With Your Heart Tour, coming to Boston Symphony Hall Saturday, June 22nd. Tickets on sale now. For more information and tickets, you can visit bso.org. That's bso.org.
I'm reporter Ann Mostu. I live in Boston, and I bring you news from Boston.
Rob Vandermark is an owner at Ride Studio. He's troubled by the deaths of five cyclists in Boston and at least one outside the city this year.
I'm here because I'm passionate about finding the truth and giving voice to the people in our community.
I've been on country roads where I've had cars throw things at me. I've had country roads.
Ann Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Serve me best of all, and it's down to the water's brim He's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the wave, and fast and fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair, with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew, till his steed was by his side. Aye, overhead the grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, horse, well be brindled down, fetch me the jet black mare, stoop and strike me the grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. Thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in her gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain, and she's kissed his bailiffs once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale, and soon with the sun high in the day, she said, ride with your brindled hounds at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's laid with the witch of the West Fair Land.
That's the voice of the late Sten Rogers, killed in a plane fire in 1983, depriving the world of that baritone voice like no other, and his approach to traditional singing and his songwriting, his own songwriting, really just dramatic, just a dramatic impact on the folk interest of that period of time, and continues to this very day, quite frankly. Sten Rogers is certainly an extraordinarily popular figure in music of all sorts, and kind of raises the flag, or is raised as part of the flag of Canadian music, and rightly so. But the piece we heard there was written by the Scottish songwriter Archie Fisher, who has a long history in writing music as if it is traditional, like the song we heard. It could be a song from 200 years ago in Scotland, but it was written contemporarily by Archie Fisher. Now, Archie Fisher is going to be in concert here, intimate settings of the back room of the Burn, a concert that's almost sold out, in actual fact, as you can imagine, only 100 seats there, and there is a handful of tickets still available. But Archie Fisher, I'm just so looking forward to talking with him, interviewing him, recording that concert for broadcast here on A Celtic Sojourn, as we are wont to do from the WGBH Backroom at the Burn series. This next song is one of my favourites of Archie Fisher's, and again, I've chosen Sten Rogers to sing it. It's a cover of Archie Fisher's, and I think somehow Sten Rogers captures the essence of this song like no other. It's called Dark Eyed Molly on A Celtic Sojourn.
Deep and dark are my true love's eyes, blacker still is the winter's turning. As the sadness of parting proves, and brighter now is the lantern burning that lightens my path to love. No fiddle tune can take the air, but I'll see her swift feet dancing, and the swirl of her long brown. Smiling face and her dark eyes glancing as we stepped out Blink Bonnie Fair. And if my waiting proved in vain, I will and track ever take me, and the long road will ease my pain. No gem of woman kind will make me e'er whisper love's word. The tavern's laughter, and I'll hear not her last sweet sighs. Then who's to know in the morning after that I long for her dear. Dark eyes.
That's the voice of Sten Rogers from an album of his called Turnaround, giving us Archie Fisher's Dark Eyed Molly on A Celtic Sojourn. Archie Fisher in concert June 26th. At the back room of the Burren. More information and tickets, which are getting scarce, at burren.com. Micheál O'Reilly and Danny O'Mahony, two reed instruments, the concertina and the accordion player, two great players playing good old pure drop music. We're going to listen to Rath Crohan, Gareth Barry's and Colliers, all of them reels that sound like this. Thank you. There's a term for in session music and among session musicians and admirers of traditional Irish music, and it's a great simple expression. It uses the word go. It says there's great go in that music, and that's how you would best describe those three reels. There's just great go in them. Two great musicians, Micheál O'Reilly on concertina and Denny O'Mahony on accordion. Rath Crohan, Gareth Murray's Colliers, As It Happened, the name of this fine album. Well, tomorrow is Father's Day, yes, but it's also Bloom's Day, which is the day created in 1954, the 50th anniversary of the day that Ulysses was based on, a single day, 16th of June, 1904. The term Bloom's Day, of course, doesn't appear in that novel and was never used by Joyce himself. But in 1954, they created this commemoration, the idea that there would be a celebration in Dublin initially, but it spread to London, many other cities around the world, and it became a big deal in many places. Just an excuse to get into the literature of Joyce, play the parts, dress up in period costume, and often read the novel in some places, and I believe this is the case in Dublin. They read the novel. They have celebrities and non-celebrities alike read the novel continuously throughout the day, and I think they get through it in 24 hours, possibly, with continuous reading, which is a fun day and a celebration of the quirks and the ambiguities and the wonder of James Joyce writing and the characters of people like Bloom himself, Leopold Bloom, and of course, Nora Barnacle. These next two songs come from that era. Don't clearly reference Bloom or even Joyce for that matter. But James Joyce was a musician and fancied himself as a singer at one stage, and in a Fech Ceoil in Dublin came second, it is said, I can't remember the exact year, but came second only to John McCormack, from whom we're going to hear, in fact, in this two-song segment. So if Joyce had won that competition, would he have opted for music instead of literature? Who knows? But a lot of the songs, and these two songs that we are going to play, appear specifically in works of James Joyce. So he was very conscious of the music of the era and often used it as a backdrop or an atmosphere setting, particularly in places or in pieces like the short story collection Dubliners, from which comes my favourite work of James Joyce, a piece called The Dead. And I was delighted to see, just in my mailbox this morning, a new album from Cormac DeBarra and Moya Brennan, an album called Affinity, on which is the rarely recorded song from The Dead, The Lass of Ockram. If you remember, this song was sung beautifully in movie production of The Dead, which is one of my favourites, John Huston's final production, and Angelica Huston, one of her finest performances. But take a listen to this version of The Lass of Ockram on A Celtic Sojourn, our tribute to Bloom's Day on WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
If you be the lass of Ockram, as I'm taking you mean to be, tell me the first token that passed between you. Together, which I'm so. within my arms, but none were let me in. My babe lies cold within my arms, but none
Our first song in our two-song set in tribute to Bloomsday coming up tomorrow. That's a piece called The Lass of Ockram, which featured in The Dead, was mentioned specifically in the written short story of The Dead, the final story in James Joyce's classic collection, Dubliners, and was also included, sung by Frank Patterson, the late Frank Patterson, a great Irish tenor, in the movie with Angelica Houston, putting in my opinion, one of the great acting performances, but particularly in this piece. Those of you who know The Dead will know what I'm talking about. Those of you who don't, look it up on YouTube, because that's this segment is there. Just look up Lass of Ockram, or look up Angelica Houston and Lass of Ockram and Frank Patterson, some search combination. We'll give you this piece where she just is thinking back on her own life as she's listening to the strains of Frank Patterson singing this to the table of gathered guests. As she leaves the house, I believe, in Merrion Square on New Year's Eve back in the early 1900s, late 1800s, at a very kind of pivotal time in Irish history and changing society, The Lass of Ockram. We're going to continue with this brief segment, tribute to Bloomsday, with a piece called Terence's Farewell to Kathleen. It's sung to a much older Irish air called, originally, Colleen Das Cuaite na Mó, or The Pretty Girl Milking the Cow. But it, in new words written by a Lady Dufferin, it talks about the pain of emigration, the very real pain of emigration. And though it's a sentimental song, definitely written in that kind of Victorian style, pulling at the heartstrings, a little maudlin sentiment creeping into it, and a lot of nostalgia, it really just captures what was a reality for many Irish people, the splitting up of couples by forced emigration, often very young couples in their teens and late teens and early 20s. And this talks, this basically puts these words in the mouth of a young man whose lover is leaving for England. Kathleen is leaving for England. And there are some really, really wonderful words in it. When next I may see your sweet face, it says, none the better shall I be off then. You'll be speaking such beautiful English. Oh, I won't know my Kathleen again. It's sung here by the great Count John McCormack.
I'm sure that you'll never deceive me. Oh, no, if there's truth in that face. Though England's a beautiful country, full of elegant boys, of what then? You'd never forget your poor Terence. You'll come back to old Ireland again. It's folly to keep you from going, though fate 'tis a mighty hard case. For Kathleen, you know, there's no knowing when next I may see your sweet face. And when you come back to me,
Don't fluster me so in this way. I forgot twixt my grief and the flurry every word I was meaning to say. Just wait now a minute, I beg you. Can I talk if you bother me so?
The great John McCormack recorded that version of Terence's Farewell to Kathleen in 1934. Hope you have a good Bloomsday if you're celebrating it tomorrow. If you're not or haven't thought about it, pick up, it's kind of too daunting to pick up Ulysses unless you've read it before and can go to a segment of it and enjoy it, which you can certainly do. But at the very least, pick up a copy of Dubliners and read one of the pieces. If you haven't read anything of Dubliners, I strongly recommend that final story called The Dead, one of Joyce's great works, short works and accessible works for that matter, in my opinion. Bloomsday, tomorrow, June 16th, celebrating June 16th, 1904, when the novel Ulysses was based. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn here on WGBH. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be listening to Robbie O'Connell recorded live at the Back Room of the Burn session series, which is something we started about a year and a half ago and has been going gangbusters, providing a great intimate platform and room to enjoy traditional music. Coming up this Wednesday night, The Yanks. They have an album out called The Four-Faced Liar. They are Isaac Alderson, Dylan Foley, Dan Gurney and Sean Ernest. Interestingly, they are Irish-American kids. They are born in here. Some of them more Irish than others, quite frankly. But that matters little, as it was stated in the conversation with Lisa Coyne. This is about the music and not about ethnicity in any way, shape or form. But of course, the lineage and the traditions being passed down from generation to generation also feature. But these four lads represent the best in the next generation of Irish traditional musician. Ship. And when they go back to Ireland, of course, they are often referred to simply as the Yanks. So they decided to take that as their title. The Four-Faced Liar is the name of the album, and they sound like this. Thank you. dynamism that is contained within that set of tunes typifies the group called The Yanks. The Four-Faced Liar, the name of the album, Devaney's Goat, Mighty Keith O'Neill, and which is written actually by Isaac Alderson, and John Doherty's, named after the great Donegal fiddler, that comprised that set. They're going to be in concert coming up on, on Wednesday, this Wednesday in actual fact, that's starting at 7:30. In fact, Liz Hanley, who is from Milton, Massachusetts, but now lives in New York City, is going to be opening for them. We will hear from Liz Hanley in just a moment. But we have one pair of tickets to give away to the Yanks at the Byrne Backroom Series. So send me an email, Celtic with a C, Celtic@wgbh.org. That's Celtic with a C at wgbh.org. Just put Yanks in the subject line, and we will take emailer number 15. You'll be our guests on Wednesday night at the Burn in Davis Square. Again, Celtic@wgbh.org and Yanks in the subject line. Great to have you with us. Liz Hanley up next.
Funding for our programs comes from you and Elsa Dorfman, Cambridge portrait photographer, still clicking with the jumbo format Polaroid 20x24 analog camera and original Polaroid film. Online at elsadorfman.com. That's elsadorfman.com. And great performances, Tony Bennett, duets too. The timeless voice of Tony Bennett is paired up with those of several of today's stars in this Grammy-nominated collection. Saturday at 5:30 on WGBH 2.
Public radio from Boston for New England.
I'm Ruth Ann Murray of Acton, Massachusetts.
I'm Martin Sausen from Holliston, Massachusetts.
And you're listening to 89.7 WGBH Boston.
Online at wgbhnews.org.
Boston Public Radio.
Liz Hanley released her first solo album during this past year. She also was a part of the Washington Square Harp and Shamrock Orchestra. And we're going to listen to that, a piece called Sweet Dublin Bay, followed by Anna Cohen. Lizzie Hanley will be opening for the Yanks at the back room of the Burn. Again, we have a pair of tickets to give away to emailer number 15. If you're interested, send me an email, celtic@wgbh.org, with Yanks in the subject line.
They sailed away in a galleon bark, Roy Neal and his fair young bride. And they ventured out on that bounding bark to dance o'er the silvery tide. Roy Neal, he clasped his fair young bride as he kissed her tears away. And they watched the shore recede from sight as they left Sweet Dublin Bay. They had sailed 3 days when a storm arose, the lightning flashed the deep. When the thunder's crash broke the short repose of the weary seaboy sleep. Roy Neal, he clasped his weeping bride as he wiped the tears away. Oh love, she cried, 'twas a fatal hour that we left Sweet Dublin Bay. Crowded deck of that doomed ship, some stood with mute despair, while others more calm with the holy lips of the god of storm and prayer. She has struck the rock, the seaman cried in a breath of wild dismay, and the ship went down with the fair young bride that left Sweet Dublin Bay.
Lizzie Henley with the Harp and Shamrock Orchestra, the Washington Square Harp and Shamrock Orchestra to be specific, and a piece called Sweet Dublin Bay in Anna Cohen. She'll be opening for the Yanks at the back room of the Burn coming up this Wednesday night. Celtic at WGBH.org with Yanks in the subject line. Still taking emailers, but please only one per email or one try each person, please. I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to Boston Public Radio, where we explore the roots and branches of Celtic music every Saturday afternoon between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Garrison Keillor comes up next with a Prairie Home Companion at 6. And if you miss it tonight for any reason, you can listen to that show tomorrow in its entirety as it is repeated beginning at 12 noon here on 89.7 and online at WGBH.org. Robbie O'Connell recorded live at the back room. Coming up next.
WGBH programs exist because of you. In Orchard Cove in Canton, an independent senior community, you can learn how to prepare smart foods from Legal Seafood's chefs on Wednesday, June 26th at 1:30 p.m. More information at orchardcovelive.org.
I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn here on WGBH 89.7 in Boston with you every Saturday afternoon, exploring traditional and contemporary music from around the Celtic world. This is part of our Backroom Burn session series. Please give a big welcome to Robbie O'Connell.
Unpleasant evening in the month of June, as I sat down with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song sang was a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. If you can pick up on that little chorus, give it a shot. Some drink ale and some drink wine, those lords and ladies like their claret fine, but I trade all the grapes in the bunch for just one sip from a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. Very nice. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee, oh, a comely wench, and on the table a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. Those learned doctors with all their art can cure the pain that lies on the heart, but a wolf of thirst you can quickly quench when you're snug outside of a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. When I'm dead and lying in my grave, no marble tombstone will I crave. Just lower me down with rope and winch, and on my heart lay a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. But I'm not ready for that churchyard cold. Stir up the fire and then bar the door, and all dull cares we will surely drench with our glasses full from a jug of punch. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day. Radley fall the day, me boys, Radley fall the day.
Thank you.
Robbie O'Connell. You're listening to the Byrne Backroom Session Series here on WGBH. I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn. Robbie O'Connell, great to have you with us on this session series. It's terrific to have you on a Somerville stage.
Well, it's fun to be back. It's several years since I was here last, I think.
It's been a while, hasn't
it?
Robbie and I have known each other for many, many years. I've been here for 32 years, Robbie. I think you and I met at a Frank Hart house concert.
That's late, right.
Frank Hart, who was an amazing singer and a storer of songs. We might hear about him a little later on. But I remember being at a concert, I believe, in Weston or Wayland or somewhere.
Wayland,
meeting you for the first time.
Yeah. That's right.
And your son Owen was just a little baby, and Owen is with us tonight down in the corner, no longer a little baby.
He's passed out in the corner.
You know, I also want to pay tribute to a number of people who came here tonight who traveled with us to Ireland on our learning tours, on our GBH learning tours. Talk a little bit about those tours, Robbie. You've been doing them far longer than GBH has been associated with them.
Well, it's a music and culture tour in Ireland where we see the sights by day and usually off the beaten track kind of places that lots of the places we go to are not normally visited by tourists. Some are, but some not. But then every night, which is the great part, we have music every single night. We have guest musicians, we have musicians with us. And it's just a wonderful time. And there's a whole bunch of people here from various tours
over the
year.
Let's hear from the tour
tonight.
People. That cost me an awful lot of pints throughout the length and breadth of Ireland to get you guys to commit. Robbie, just quickly, though, your background in music is fairly steeped in iconography. You were you grew up in a very, very special household surrounded by music and musicians and a very special time in the development of Irish traditional singing, particularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, my uncles were the Clancy brothers, and when they became famous here in the States back in the late 50s and early 60s, the music eventually got back to Ireland, and they were huge in Ireland. It was almost like the Beatles in Ireland, and it just transformed the whole singing tradition. The instrumental tradition was kind of a separate string at that point and kind of was going its own way. But there was a huge revival of Irish music generally, and ballad groups sprang up all over the country. And I started off myself. My mother started a little folk club in the basement of a small hotel that we had on Saturday nights. And that's how I got my start. Nobody wanted to be the first one to go on, so I'd get shoved up to warm up the crowd.
It was such a key time, though, in traditional music. And it's hard to imagine now, given the respect that traditional Irish music and singing have around the world, how difficult it was to break that mold. A lot of the Irish had a crisis of confidence at that stage. They were emerging from years and years of economic hardship, a lot of immigration, and they brought their songs with them, but they weren't necessarily proud of those songs.
It was typical post-colonial syndrome, really, you know, where people just don't have a very high opinion of their own culture. They've been put down for so long that they kind of look outside for affirmation. And in a sense, I think that's what was amazing about my uncles and Tommy Makem, that they would never have been successful in Ireland doing what they were doing. Nobody wanted to hear that kind of music. But once they went abroad and it became successful there, then the Irish began to look, oh, this is our music. This is, you know.
And absolutely.
Totally
I can remember
thing.
Vividly my father and an uncle of mine watching the Clancy Brothers on television, and they were in their Aran sweaters. And one guy gave the other guy a punch in the dig in the ribs, like you would in the pub when somebody was singing a song that you particularly liked. And I remember my uncle saying, isn't that just wonderful that this can happen? And they were playing like at Carnegie Hall or somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was indeed an affirmation, and I think led to a whole revival, amongst other things, of interest in traditional music, which brings us here tonight. Robbie O'Connell, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I'd like to do a song that I wrote at a time of adversity back in the late 1990s when the Irish peace process broke down. But it's also a song that's really kind of appropriate for any kind of adversity, and I think for this area right now is probably a good song to sing. But it's a song called There Is Hope. Now, it's very difficult for an Irish person to write an optimistic song. It's just not in our nature. In fact, William Butler Yeats, the Irish poet, put it very well. He said that being an Irishman, he had an abiding sense of tragedy which sustained him through temporary periods of joy. So here we go. Like crystal crashing on a stone floor, all the plans lie shattered now. Glass shards tempered in a healing fire can take another shape somehow. People say that it's too late now. The time to change has come and gone. But I believe there is hope now. Hope to change and carry on, behind wire fences and by concrete walls, among the rubble flowers still thrive. They stretch their heads up to the sunlight, determined always to survive. People say that it's too late now. The time to change has come and gone. But I believe there is hope now. Hope to change and carry on, and carry on. Preacher is quick to quote the Bible, but very slow to change his heart. Words that should bring us together are used to keep us all apart. People say that it's too late now. Time to change has come and gone. But I believe there is hope now. Hope to change and carry on, and carry on. History books are filled with stories. Tell us when, but never why. Though we can't find all the answers, we still can keep the hope alive. People say that it's too late now. The time to change has come and gone. But I believe there is hope now. Hope to change and carry on, and carry on. Yes, I believe there is hope now. Hope to change and carry on, and carry on. On one of our GBH learning tours a few years ago, we were up in the north of Ireland and we went to visit the Bushmills Distillery. Were any of you on that trip? Anybody? I can't really see with the lights in my eyes here. And it was a typical distillery. They're always interesting, but they're all the same, basically, you know. So we went all the way through, and the very last room we went into was the bottling room. And we happened to be going into it from the second story and going down to the first story. And when I opened the door to the bottling room, the smell of the fumes of the whiskey coming up almost blew me away. And it was like, whoa. But walking down the stairs, and I noticed in under the stairs, there was a big fat cat with a big smile on his face, purring away as if he had discovered all the secrets of life, like some great feline Buddha who'd seen it all and just had it all figured out. And I was looking at him for a while, and I'm thinking, there's got to be a song in there somewhere. And, it took a little while, but I finally did come up with one. So this is called The Bushmills Cat. There's a couple of references here you might need a little explanation of. The term crack in Ireland is not crack cocaine. It's a Gaelic word, C-R-A-I-C. It just means having a good time. Usually involves drinking and singing and carrying on. And Ian Paisley was a politician in the north of Ireland and one of the great rabble-rousers of the troubled years. I think the rest of it you'll probably get. Did you ever have a day when nothing goes the right way? You know you can't win no matter what you begin. Whatever you say is taken up the wrong way. Whatever you do, you know you're bound to lose. But it doesn't have to be like that. We all could learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. The Bushmills Cat is the lord of his lair, lying under the stairs just sniffing the air. Spends his whole day just purring away, lying there curled, not a care in the world. His only advice is be nice to the mice, and if they come in your home, they leave you alone. He just does his own thing, and here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. Ian Paisley, I think, has never taken a drink, no whiskey or beer, at least that's what I hear. Instead of kicking back and enjoying the crack, he spent his whole life brewing trouble and strife. But it didn't have to be like that. He could have learned a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. The Bushmills Cat is the lord of his lair, lying under the stairs just sniffing the air. Spends his whole day just pouring away, lying there curled, not a care in the world. His only advice is be nice to the mice, and if they come in your home, they leave you alone. Just does his own thing, and here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. They say that George Bush was a bit of a lush in his younger days. He really put him away. But then he found God and he got a bit odd. He started a war. What the hell was that for? But it didn't have to be like that. He could have learned a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. The Bushmills Cat is the lord of his lair, lying under the stairs just sniffing the air. Spends his whole day just pouring away, lying there curled, not a care in the world. His only advice is be nice to the mice, and if they come in your home, they leave you alone. He just does his own thing, and here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. Jesus gave us a sign, turning water to wine. Now you may disagree, but works for me. I'm out on the limb, and if it's kosher for him, I'm sure you'd agree that it's good enough for me. But it didn't have to be like that. He must have learned a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. The Bushmills Cat is the lord of his lair, lying under the stairs just sniffing the air. He spends his whole day just pouring away, lying there curled, not a care in the world. His only advice is be nice to the mice, and if they come in your home, they leave you alone. Just does his own thing, and here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. So next time you're at a loss or feel a bit cross, just try to relax and don't overreact. We're just here a short while, so put on a smile. Turn your back on the fray, fling your worries away. You know it could just be like that. We all would learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. The Bushmills Cat is the lord of his lair, lying under the stairs just sniffing the air. He spends his whole day just pouring away, lying there curled, not a care in the world. His only advice is be nice to the mice. If they come in your home, they leave you alone. Just does his own thing, and here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. He just does his own thing, here's the thing about that. We all can learn a lesson from the Bushmills Cat. Could you give me some more guitar DI monitor up here, please? Thanks. A couple of months back, I was asked if I would do a song for a compilation album, which is a tribute to Gene Ritchie, the wonderful singer, dulcimer player from Kentucky. And I picked, we were allowed to pick whatever songs we wanted, but I remember her coming to my hometown, Carrick-on-Shore in Ireland, back in the late 1950s. She was on a collecting, song collecting tour with her husband, and she stayed with my aunt. And it was great excitement for somebody like that coming over in those days. But one of the songs that she did was a song called Pretty Sarah. There are many versions of it, but they're all versions of an Irish song called The Streams of Bun Clody, which is one of the songs my mother used to sing. It was kind of one of her party pieces. And so I picked that one to do. So what I've done is the first three verses are the American version, the words, and then the last two verses are from the Irish version. So anyway, here we go, Pretty Sarah. Down in some lone valley, in a lonesome place, where the wild birds do whistle and their notes do increase. Farewell, pretty sorrow, I must bid you adieu. But I'll dream of pretty sorrow wherever I go. My love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder, and I have no land. I cannot maintain her in silver and nor buy all the fine things that a big house can hold. Oh, if I were a merchant and could write a fine hand, I'd write my love a letter that she might understand. I'd write it by the river where the waters overflow. But I'll dream of pretty sorrow wherever I go. Oh, the cuckoo is a fine bird, and she sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings, and she tells us no lies. She sucks the young bird's eggs to make her voice clear. And the more she cries, cuckoo, lovely summer draws near. So it's fare thee well, father, and my mother dear. My sisters and brothers, farewell unto you. I'll find some new country, my fortune, when I think I'm pretty sorrow, I am ready to die. you. So Brian mentioned that we had originally met at a Frank Hart concert. Frank was a wonderful singer and song collector. He collected over 10,000 songs in his lifetime, if you can believe that. And he had a passion for songs that few people have, and he was always fascinating company. He was one of my musical heroes growing up, and luckily for me, I got to know him. We became very good friends. We used to teach together every summer down in Elkins, West Virginia at the Irish Week at Augusta there. And later on, then I would visit him in Ireland, and I'd pick him up and we'd go off around the west of Ireland. You'd always have a great time with Frank because he knew people everywhere. And it always turned into a mighty session no matter where we went. But he saw songs a little differently, I think, than the rest of us. He thought that songs were important. Now, that's not something I would have ever said, but when he first said it to me, I had to think about it, and I was like, I guess he's right. They are, really, you know, because he saw them as little eyewitness accounts of things that had happened. And he coined a wonderful expression. He said, those in power write the history, those who suffer write the songs. And wonderful phrase. When he passed away about, I think, 7 years ago, I wanted to write a song as a tribute to him, and I wanted to use those wonderful lines of his. So this just basically kind of tells the story of how Frank got into the music. So it's called The Keeper of the Songs, which is how I always saw him. At once brash voice is silent now, no more we'll hear it soar, to call us back to Dublin streets or Napoleon's cruel war. To feel again the nation's pride as our heroes made a stand, or the sorrows of our countrymen when great hunger gripped the land. Though his voice rings out no more, his words still linger on. Those in power write the history, those who suffer write the song. It was on the streets of Boyle one day, he heard a tinker's song. Of those heroes bold in Knockandoo, bitterly were wronged. His life would never be the same from that fateful moment on. For he realized he'd found the truth in the verses of a song. Though his voice rings out no more, his words still linger on. Those in power write the history, those who suffer write the song. For the voices of his people and the stories that they told, cherished like a wealthy man my treasure bars of gold. Songs like ghosts that long endure through centuries now gone were proudly given life once more by the keeper of the songs. Though his voice rings out no more, his words still linger on. Those in power write the history, those who suffer write the song. Though his voice rings out no more, his words still linger on. Those in power write the history, those who suffer write the song.
That's Robbie O'Connell, recorded live as part of the Byrne Backroom session series back in April of this year. We are there on Wednesday nights, often once, twice, three times a month. We are there on Wednesday night with the Yanks and Lizzie Hanley. By the way, congratulations to Nancy. She's going to be joining us as our special guest on Wednesday night for the Yanks and Lizzie Hanley upcoming, begins at 7:30. And then Archie Fisher coming back to us on June 26th, the Wednesday afterwards. Robbie O'Connell on A Celtic Sojourn. I'm Brian O'Donovan. Great to have you with us. We're going to make the most of the 25 minutes left to us on A Celtic Sojourn before Garrison Keillor comes your way with a Prairie Home Companion. Music for a found harmonium. That's from the group Patrick Street, a piece entitled Music for a Found Harmonium. Sounds kind of like harmonium music, doesn't it? We are going to cover two songs, a kind of a tribute, I guess, to Father's Day, but these are two hard-hitting songs about fathers from two different, very different aspects. The first we go back to Cathy Ryan for. It's a song called Daddy, and it appeals from the perspective of a child to the father who might be, or who the child wants him to be, on A Celtic Sojourn.
Her face is
might make her laugh sometime. Daddy, if you have some time, would you talk to me? And maybe if you looked hard enough, you'd see that I'm lonely deep inside. But it's okay, 'cause I can hide it, and no one else will ever have to see. And all the things I feel I keep inside, and Mommy says don't talk about it, so I keep quiet. I'll be good, I promise I'll be good.
Kathy Ryan's heart-hitting song called Daddy. Our next is by Ewan McCall, who grew up in a post-war Britain which was struggling in various ways, economically, socially, etc. And he basically writes here about my old man, his old man, with a mixture of affection and some, not a little actually, bitterness on a Celtic sojourn.
My old man was a good old man, skilled in the molding trade. In the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. Down on his knees in the molding sand, he wore his trade like a company brand. He was one of the Cyclops Smoky Band. Yes, that was my old man. My old man wasn't really old, it was just that I was young. And anybody over 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all his life, gave his pay packet to his wife. Had a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. My old man was a union man, fought hard all his days.
He understood the system and was wise to the boss's ways. He said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight, son. That was my old man. My old man was a proud old man at home on the foundry floor, until the day they paid him off and showed him to the door. They gave him his card, said things are slack, we've got a machine, can learn the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end of my old man. My old man, he was 51. What was he to do? A craftsman molder on the dole in 1932. He felt he'd given all he could give, so he did what thousands of others did. Abandoned hope and the will to live, they killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone. Now I am your old man. My advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Watch out for the man with the silicon chip. Hold on to your job with a good firm grip, 'cause if you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man.
The impactful song from Ewan McCall, a song called My Old Man. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn here on WGBH 89.7. Online at wgbh.org. We're Boston Public Radio. We're going to keep the mood up-tempo for the last 15 minutes of the program on this sunny Boston afternoon.
We love our contributors. That means you and Legal Seafoods. Legal Sea Bar, now open in Hingham at the Derby Street Shops, serving seafare like clams, cod, calamari, and liquid seas cocktails. More information available at legalseafoods.com. And EBSCOhost, informing the world. EBSCO's technical managers and software engineers use emerging technologies to return results for over 100 million search requests per day. Over 40 open technology positions at EBSCOhost.com. And Masterpiece, a psychic with a mysterious double life, is murdered, leaving Inspector Lewis with a long list of suspects. Don't miss the season premiere of Inspector Lewis from Masterpiece, Sunday at 9 on WGBH 2.
And now, a WGBH News right-of-way safety tip.
See more bikes on the road these days? You're absolutely correct. There's been a bicycle ridership increase of 122% in Boston, and that was just from 2007 to 2009. So cyclists and drivers, be careful out there. We all have to share the road.
Right-of-way is our series about bikes, cars, and pedestrians sharing the road. Learn more at wgbhnews.org/bike.
Tell your little story and it won't take long, about a lazy farmer who wouldn't hoe his corn. The reason why I never could tell, for that young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June, and by July it was up to his eye. Come September, there came a big frost, and all the young man's corn was lost. His courtship had just begun. Said, young man, have you bought some corn? Well, I tried and I tried in vain, but I don't believe I raised one grain. Thank you. turned his back and he walked away. Saying, little miss, you rue the day. You rue the day that you were born. Forgiving me the devil, cause I wouldn't hold corn.
That's the voice of Dan Tyminski. Singing a song about hoeing corn with Transatlantic Sessions. Some great musicians on there, including Michael McGoldrick on flute, heard clearly on that piece, Ali Bain, also Phil Cunningham and Ronan Brown. Some great musicians on Transatlantic Sessions, the boy who couldn't hoe corn. That about does it for this week's edition of A Celtic Sojourn. We've asked the Yangs to take us out of this edition. They are going to be in concert with us on Wednesday night at the back room of the Burn. Every Saturday afternoon, we explore the roots and branches of Celtic music here on WGBH. If you have a question about this or any other edition of the programme, you can email me, celtic@wgbh.org. Republic Radio from Boston for New England, 89.7 WGBH Boston, online at wgbh.org, Boston Public Radio. Until next Saturday afternoon, at the same time, have a great and safe week. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. Goodbye and good luck.
From American Public Media.
Someone coming through that door. It's Saturday and the band is playing. Honey, could we ask for more? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Coming to you live from out on the green grass, Chateau Saint Michel in Woodinville, Washington, just outside Seattle. A live broadcast of a Prairie Home Companion, presented by American Public Media and produced by Prairie Home Productions. With our music director here at the piano, Mr. Richard Dworsky, Mr. Pat Donahue on guitar, Richard Crane on the mandolin, the fiddle, and the guitar, the Guys All-Star Shoe Band. Our radio acting company is with us, Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Dan Rawls, and our sound effects man, Mr. Fred Newman. We have a good show here on a perfect, perfect sunny afternoon in Seattle, Washington. You go figure. It does happen. It's a miracle of sorts, a mystery not to be understood by the rest of us. We just don't need to. We have a fine pianist who's made his way in this town for 30 years, playing wherever people want to hear Chopin and Grieg, Schumann and Mozart. A wonderful pianist who's taken music into the schools and played it for little second graders who didn't know who Mozart was. Mr. Fred Kronecker is here. And a wonderful duet team who come from 7 hours north of Vancouver. They drove a long way to get here, had to make a detour around that interstate bridge that fell down. They made it. A gorgeous, gorgeous couple from up in British Columbia, Farris and Jason Romero. They're going to sing duets for you that you will remember. So great to be with you. Great to be with you here on this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day on our show brought to you by Holiday Vacations, celebrating 40 years of providing tours worldwide with departures from more than 100 U.S. cities. You can find out more about them at holidayvacations.net.
But why would you travel when you're in Seattle here? It's just absolutely perfect. The sun shining down. It's a glorious weekend here in Seattle. All these high schools having their commencements this weekend, and all these Seattle kids. See, kids in Seattle are brought up believing that they are exceptional. Every child is exceptional, and they're exceptionally talented. And so this is their last weekend to be exceptional. And then after this, they have to join the rest of us and just struggle uphill and make their way. It's been a good week for me. It was an interesting week. I went in for an MRI on Tuesday, which is an experience you remember for a long time. They strap you in and into this little platform, which is exactly the size of a coffin. And they run you up a rail, and you're all bundled in there, and they run you up into the cyclotron, and there's about a half an hour of beeping and buzzing and banging and dinging, and you can't help but think of Edgar Allan Poe and the Telltale Heart and the story of the man who's bricked up behind a wall, and there you are, and you almost go berserk, and then they bring you out, and you find out that you are all right. And how else would you know this if you had not gone through an MRI? I just bring that on. And then in the airport on the way out here, in the men's room, a man was complaining about the automatic paper towel dispenser, that when you move your hand under it, it gives you some paper towel. He was complaining that it only gave one sheet and not two sheets.